Columbia, South Carolina, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I thank God for all of you for joining us on the Master's Call, and we do have the victory this Thursday. At this time, I would like to turn it over to our host, my sister in Christ. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
Good morning, Minister Robin. God bless you. I can hear you well.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And just as it was said, today is Victory Thursday, and we have the victory. I heard so many chimes from different places throughout the United States. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. California's in the house, Chicago, New York, praise God, Texas, Jersey. Welcome, we welcome each and every single one of you. The Master's Call is a powerful call, and it's the Master's Call, just as the name states. And it was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and also our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. We have a mission statement that we live by, we speak, we decree it, and we see it in our lives. And we are here to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So for all of you on the call, you know that's what we are about. We are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we go forward this day. Our scripture is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." First and foremost, our prayers go to the Master. We start the day praying to him, praising him, and rejoicing and thanking him for waking us up this day. And we end this call with a prayer also. And then we go into the marketplace as his minister in the marketplace and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have an email address, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and it's all one word. You can send us your praise reports. We love to hear them. We love to rejoice with you. Send us your prayer requests. Got some powerful women of God that pray the word, believe the word, speak the word, and we see it manifesting in our lives and most importantly in your life. So send us those prayer requests. And also, if you want to join our team and pray on behalf of somebody else, email us, and we'll get back to you. I'll call you, and I'll get back to you, and we'll be glad to have you. We have a website address, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Every single message from October 25th, 2010 has been archived for you. That's how special you are. You can take your time and listen to the message. You can download the messages and share the messages on this website with your friends and with your family members, with your neighbors, with people that you meet as you're out there ministering in the marketplace. Let them know about this awesome call. And the thread that has brought many of us together is an awesome company called Artists International. Last night was our corporate call for many of us who are distributors on this line. There are so many things that are new coming down the pipe in place right now. And this company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They are sold out to Jesus just like we are. And it is a health and wellness company. So go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you a little bit more about what an Artist International distributor is. And to the distributors, my family, make sure you check out your back office and pass that information on to your team members, and let's continue to grow in the name of Jesus. And at this time, I'm bringing one of those prayer intercessors I told you about to the line. She is going to open us up in prayer and clear the atmosphere so we can hear the word of God. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sis.
Praise God. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father,
We bless your holy name this morning. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise. Your word tells us that everything that has breath is to praise the Lord. So we praise you, our majesty, our king, our Lord. Father God, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank you for giving them the vision for artists. We ask that you continue to bless them and continue to be a godly representative, as they continue to be a godly representative in the workplace and carry out your mission that you have placed before them. Father God, be a light to their feet and a lamp to their path. We lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Bless their coming in, Lord, and bless their going out. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over Dr. PK as she forges ahead in battle as ambassador for artists. Wrap your loving arms around her, Lord. Give Dr. Vanessa the strength and insight she needs to continue your assignments for her life. Bring the team of people that she needs to carry out your work for the Master's call. Guide them into all truths and order their footsteps as they continue to minister the word of God. Lord, we pray for our speaker, Minister LaShawn, this morning. Let her words be your words, fresh and mighty words that have been downloaded directly from you. Let them come with a new anointing. Bless her with a double portion as she pours out to all of us. Take control of her mind, Lord. Speak through her lips and guide her as only you can do. Father God, we thank you that the phone lines, the airwaves are free from disturbances and interferences. We bind you, Satan. We bind any attempt of the enemy, any of your cohorts that are trying to prevent anyone on this line from hearing your word this morning. Angels, you are loose to go and provide perfect clarity through the frequency so our listeners can hear. We thank you that all hearts are open to receive the Holy Ghost-filled message this morning. We love you, Father, and it is in your Son's precious name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for clearing the atmosphere and getting us prepared for the word. Well, this young lady is no stranger to this call. She is one of our prayer intercessors. She is also an Artist International distributor. She's a mommy of three precious, precious children. She is also a travel consultant and a member of the Whatcote United Methodist Church in Dover, Delaware. And that's under the leadership of Dr. Alice J. Irving. Minister LaShawn serves with the Harvest House and also with Media Ministries and also serves with Kimmy Underwood Ministries based out of New York. One of the things that she says, she is excited to walk in God's path and be led into his greatness. Amen. She enjoys public speaking, and first and foremost, she loves the Lord. And at this time, I bring to the line my precious sister, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, sweetheart. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too, and thank you. I want to say good morning to everybody on the line, TMC guests, those calling in for the first time, and those who are always with us, our prayer warriors and generals. Amen. Thank you and good morning. I want to say thank you to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, our mother Eagle, for giving the platform and allowing not only myself but others to bring the word, and most and foremost of it all, I want to give reverence, thanks, and praise to our Father in heaven for giving me the ability to speak, wake up in my right mind, and to download a message to share with you as I am his vessel. So, Father, I come to you again thanking you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to see what the kingdom of heaven can look like. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done and all you will do. Father God, I ask that you continue to step inside and stay there, God. I ask that they hear all of you and none of me. I ask that you please decrease me and increase you. In your heavenly and precious name, amen. So I just want to say, excuse my voice a little bit. We were talking earlier about how the enemy is trying to attack us in all kinds of forms and directions. But on this Thankful Thursday, I am here to tell you that there is a huge difference between our feelings and our choices. Again, there is a huge difference between our feelings and our choices. Your feelings are things that you experience. We feel the DSM-4 for social workers and, you know, medical providers tell us, well, you know, feelings can be fear and anger and pain and loneliness and pleasure, but we know that our Father doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He gives us the spirit that we can do anything that he puts forth to us. So we're going to cancel that one out. The feelings are things that we go through when an event takes place or we put ourselves in a situation. Amen. So I'm here to tell you there's a huge difference between what we feel and what we choose. I may feel hungry and I know I need to eat, but now what I choose to eat will determine my final outcome with my nutrition and my health destiny. So you may say, wow, I feel alone right now and no one to talk to. But you can choose to talk to anybody. But we know that talking to our Father and having what we have learned on this call, a dialogue and not a monologue, we pray, we speak, we meditate, and hear what the Lord has to say back to us. And then we act on that. You may choose to say, well, I'm going to go outside because it's beautiful out there and, you know, I just want to go and see what's out there and what the environment is blessing me with. But then you have the choice to minister and to be an evangelist and what we say to minister in the marketplace and bring the good news. You may not feel like it. I'm pretty sure that those on the West Coast may not have felt like wake up at 4:30 in the morning preparing for this call. But amen, praise God, they chose to because they know that starting your day out with the Lord will manifest into a wonderful, God-filled day. If we look at Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, and read throughout that chapter, you'll see the options and the things that we have to choose not to do. Sometimes we may say, oh, I feel sad and depressed, but trust that God gives us the promise so we can make that a choice of joy. Sometimes we may say, oh, I fear, but trusting that God did not give us a spirit of fear, and he proves it in 2 Timothy 1:7, God does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and self-control, and this way we have the opportunity to make a choice of faith. You may say that, oh, my goodness, I am angry, which we know is a secondary feeling. But if you love Jesus Christ like he loved us and forgive and pray without ceasing, you will make the choice of love. Why be saved and walk in his path and still keep yourself bondaged with worry? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, as per the Beatitudes. You have the choice of peace. You know, when you called in this morning, you heard Minister Tammy greeting and seeing the people. Today is Thankful Thursday. That is a choice that we are going to walk with today. You are going to be thankful for everything that God has put before you. We should be thankful for everything that we eat today because guess what? The person that you ate the food from, you know, after you say your prayers and you thank God for the food and everything, that person could have had the choice to say, I'm not going to work today. I'm not going to make an Egg McMuffin for you because I did not feel like going to work. They made a choice to do their duty for the day. Now, I want to say thank you for Minister Robin because she's hosting the call. She made a choice. She may not have felt like it. She may not have felt well. She may have been a little tired. She may have been energetic. She may have been busy. But amen, praise God, she made the choice to host the call and introduce everybody. So I thank you. Minister Candy, and I love to hear how she prays because her voice is so graceful. She made the choice to clear the airways because God mandates us to pray, and he tells us to ask what you want, and it will happen. So, amen, I touch and agree that these airwaves will be clear, and the message shall come forth. Stop allowing yourself to feel overwhelmed in temptation, and instead have the choice of self-control. How many times have you said, oh, I want to buy that one last outfit or that extra pair of shoes or I want to go ahead and, you know, shop till I drop or go on this vacation or what have you. But you know that if you make that choice, you may not be able to tithe effectively. Or if you make that choice, you may not be able to pay your obligations. You have a choice. Of course you can spend your entire check on the things that you want, but are they the things that you need? And we know that giving reverence to God, he is our first and foremost choice. So we could say, okay, I know I like to shop. I know I like to do nice and fun things. So let me first take out my tithes. Let me first take out my obligations that is directed and mandated of me as per the Bible. Then we say, okay, let me take out all of my financial obligations, my car note, my mortgage, my grocery bill, all those things that need to be paid. And then from there, you can have the choice to do whatever it is that you want. But again, we have a choice. Sometimes we may have felt like we had enough, and we thought and said, you know, I feel like I want to let that person have it because they hurt my feelings. Or they said something to me that I didn't like. Or they're talking behind my back. They're being a backbiter. Or they're a hypocrite. Or they're doing this. Or they're doing that. But amen. But God, he leads us towards the choice of gentleness, strength under control. And Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Jesus Christ forgave you. Those are the riches of grace, and those are the things that are awarded to us when we make God-filled choices. For those of you who've been on a call or heard Pastor Vanessa's series, she talked about discipline, and she always says it's not a cuss word, but for us, you know, we may feel it is because the discipline gives us the choices that we're supposed to make under a godly influence. In case of emergency, don't break glass, break out your Bible and read what God wants you to do. There are passages that will guide you for every event in your life. Let me tell you, the devil will come at you from all angles and try to make you feel inadequate. He's going to try to make you feel like a failure. Sometimes he's going to give you false knowledge and false strength, as we saw in Genesis. That is his job. That is his goal. That is his mission. But you must say, devil, you are the enemy, and you are trespassing, and I demand and command you back to the pits of hell and leave me alone. You are trespassing on God's property. Amen. So let's take a look at this, because sometimes we got to take it back to the basics when we look at our lives and how we serve God. We can see where we may have gone wrong, so now we have the opportunity, as per God, to make it right. So in Genesis 3, it was said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, that the snake was the most clever of all the wild animals on the earth that God had made. The snake spoke to him and said, woman, did God really tell you that you must not eat from those trees? And the woman said, no, we can eat from any tree in this garden that we want to, but there is one tree that we must not eat from. How many times have we been told there's only one thing you cannot touch, or one thing you cannot do, or one thing that you cannot say, or one place you cannot go? But then when we make the wrong choice, then what ends up happening is we have to pay the price. So the devil said, woman, you will not die if you eat from that tree. God knows that if you eat from the tree of life, you're going to know all about good and evil, and then you will be just like God. So now let's stop and pause for a second. We were told, and I'm saying we figuratively, not to eat that apple from that tree. We knew that we were not supposed to do that. But how many apples in your life have you chewed from, regardless of knowing what the outcome will be? How many times have we made a choice that if someone was looking or aware of what we were doing, amen, that we may have been reluctant to do that? Whether it's running a light, not paying a bill in full, saying that your kids or your grandkids are really 3 years old when they're 11, just so you can avoid paying a full price admission for that child, the list can go on and on and on. But we have a choice to do what is of the world, or have a choice to take that road less traveled and go where no other has gone and leave a trail for others to follow. Amen. And that's what evangelism is all about, taking that road that people may not want to do because they feel that it may be boring. But we know that there is nothing boring about being a Christian. The enemy will surely tell you that that micro-sized piece of dust is a burlap sack waiting to suffocate you. And then he's going to tell you that that shield or armor that God gave you is a feather and will not protect you. Well, what I want to know is, who is a serpent in your life? Is it your job? Is it your friends or life circumstances? Or is it you? What are they luring you to do? Not care for others? Not take care of your temple to lie, cheat, or steal? And how are they doing it? Is it through friends, television, material possessions? And where are they attacking you? Is it mentally, physically, emotionally, or financially? If so, break out your Bible in the event of your emergency. Now, the question is, why are you allowing it? Once you realize that God has your back and you're fully protected, there's good news. Romans 5:1-3 say that we have made right with God because of our faith. So we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And through our faith, Christ has brought us to the blessings of God's grace that we all can enjoy. And we should be happy in sharing the good news of God's glory. Don't keep it to yourself. There's patience and proof that we're strong, and proof gives us hope. And this hope will never disappoint us because God will never, ever fail us. He has poured out his love to fill out our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So because Jesus Christ died for us, when we are unable to help ourselves, he helps us. Even when we continue to do wrong, he loves us. So before we leave and we have, you know, that final calling on our lives, let's see how many times we can share the good news. Romans, and like many other books in our basic instructions before we leave the Earth Manual, a.k.a. our Bibles, say that Christ Jesus died for us, even knowing that we are still going to be sinners. But again, he loved us that much. We need to trust God and rebuke and ignore what the enemy tries to say. Stand and believe in God's word and know that God is mightier than any trick or ploy from the enemy. He will turn that illusion of the feather into a mighty sword. He'll turn that burlap sack that the devil tried to tell you is going to suffocate you into an anointed arm of reality, covering you with hope. So now, there are two types of believers in this world. The one that looks at the mistakes and lessons, and the one that learns from the mistakes and lessons. Which one are you going to choose? And always remember that every saint had a past and every sinner has a future. So the things that we must remember are three elements involved in faith. Having the knowledge, knowing that Jesus died for us, the appropriation. So now knowing, it's more than knowing it, but it's feeling it and knowing what the personal benefit is from that finished work. And the commitment to personally accept him as your Savior and cast yourself upon Christ and rest on his promise and tell the good news. He pursued us in our sin to save us from ourselves and eternal separation from him. So we must surrender our will and quit running from him. Quit resisting and accept Jesus Christ and have a peaceful walk with God. This morning I want you to remember about the grace in our salvation. For grace, you have been saved through faith. Let's not ever forget the ultimate honor and praise and to praise God when it's due. We need to practice the same type of faith when we put that key in the ignition and know that the car will start. We need to practice that same kind of faith that when we swipe that debit or credit card, we know that we're going to walk away with those items. Choices are critical, and if we don't practice faith-filled choices, again, we can pay dearly. So on this thankful Thursday, we know that we made the best choice. We woke up, dialed this call, and we chose God. Some may feel that their biggest choice is what they're going to eat today or what they're going to wear. Some may feel that their biggest choice may be what kind of car or what kind of house they're going to have or what kind of university that their kids are going to go to or what job they're going to pick. But in the name of Jesus, as Christians, we know that our biggest choice that we will ever make is being saved and giving our lives back to God. So I know I can't hear you, but God can. I want you to say glory, glory to God for guiding me to the right choice. I want you to say glory, glory to God that Dr. PK and our Mama Eagle listened to God's mandate for this call. I want you to say glory, glory to God for making the ultimate choice of giving your son as a living sacrifice so we can have everlasting life. I want you to say glory, glory to God for mandating tithes and ministry and evangelism and spreading the good news that you have promised your riches and glories to us. Amen. Hebrews 6:10 says God is not unjust. He will not forget the work that you have done and the love that you have shown him as you've helped his people and continue to help them. Quickly, there's, I'm not going to really have time to tell you this story because we want to give reference and begin and end on time, but I'll paraphrase it. There was a daughter that complained to her father about how life was so hard for her and she didn't know what to do and she was ready to give up. This woman was tired of fighting and struggling and she said that, you know, it seems like when I solve one problem, another one comes right back to back and I'm making choices, but they might not be the right choices. Amen. So the father said to her, who happened to have been a Christian, daughter, sit down. How many times has God told you to sit down? Peace be still. And what he did was fill 3 pots with water, and in each pot he put a carrot, he put an egg, and he put coffee beans. The daughter impatiently waited, as we may have done in the past, amen, identification, wondering, well, what is he doing? 20 minutes passed, didn't this man hear me? Didn't he say that I can't take it anymore and I just want to end it all, amen? But then he said, darling, what do you see after he fished out those carrots, after he plucked out that egg, after he drained out that water with the coffee beans? And she said, you know, in a sarcastic voice, I see food. But see, when we're not walking in God's path, or when we're not opening our eyes and being receptive, amen, to what God is telling us, that's exactly what we may see. But her father said, no, look at this carrot. This carrot went into that boiling water hard and firm, but now it is soft and mushy. Look at this egg. It had a thin cover around it, and it was water, liquid inside, and if it would have fall, it would have been fragile and broke. But after being in the water for 20 minutes, it's hard, it's stiff, and you have to cut through it. But then he said, look at the water where the coffee beans were, right? And the water, no matter how you stir it or you taste it, it gives you a nice, sweet taste to it. It changed the water. So he said to his daughter, daughter, which one are you? When adversity knocks on your door, how are you going to respond? Are you going to be the carrot that started out hard, but when pain and adversity hits you, you wilt and become soft and forget your blessings and lose your strength? Are you the egg that started out malleable and hard, and then now, after a death or a breakup or a layoff or something, you became hard and stiff that nothing can penetrate through you? Or are you like the coffee bean? Because when the bean changes, the hot water, the thing that's bringing the pain, amen, when the water gets its hottest, it gets its best, and it tastes better. You are to be like that bean. When things are at its worst, amen, it will get better if you make a godly choice. So this morning, I wish you all a healthy and God-filled day, and I encourage you to continue to make God-filled choices on this thankful Thursday. Father, I thank you, and I give reverence to you, and I turn the call back over to Minister Robin. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for that awesome word. Family, I encourage you to go to our website and take time and listen to it. At this time, Minister Tiffany, will you please come forward and will you close us out in prayer? Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Lord, today we choose you. We thank you for this time, Father God, that we have gathered for you. We thank you for your messenger this morning, and we pray that you would increase in her. We come lifting up Sonia Torres, Mr. McCumbry, Linnea, Joe Dickerson, Lucille Wilson, and we pray that you would heal them and remove all infirmity from their body right now in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up Joshua and Jordan and Candy and Jackie and Kalon and Howard Harrington as they are celebrating new chapters in their life, graduations and birthdays, Father God. I just pray that you would do great things in their lives and just magnify and exalt them to higher and higher heights. I ask for comfort for Yvette, for Andre, and for Rainey. And I pray for each and every listener under the sound of my voice that we will not allow our feelings to hinder us from the choices that we need to make, but that we would trust you, that we would seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and know that everything else shall be added unto us. Allow your plans and your purposes to be manifest in our lives in this day as we go out on this thankful Thursday and give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And it is so in Jesus' name, and I declare these things. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. It is so. I'm in agreement with you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for closing us out in prayer. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for greeting the people. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer. And Minister LaShawn, thank you for that powerful word of God. And to you, the TMC family, we thank you for being part of our family. Go back to our website, download the message, and you can even go to the playback number and hear it immediately after this call. And that number is 712-432-1085, the same PIN number that you dialed in, 957677#. Have a blessed day. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace. We love you, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.